Morning Wake-Up Show, a radio show for the English-speaking community in Puerto Vallarta and Banderas Bay, with your host, Michael Nolan. Welcome.
Come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside. The show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart. Grass or short, don't get your money's worth. Wages show. It happened hour and you gotta see the show. It's a dynamo. You gotta see the show. It's rock and roll.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show with your host, Michael Nolan, here on University of Guadalajara Radio, 104.3 FM, in the beautiful little village of Iztapa, Jalisco, Mexico. Basically a small suburb that's a little bit north and east of the city of Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, here in the beautiful Bay of Banderas. Want to welcome everybody to the show today. It's a very, very special weekend here in Mexico. We are celebrating the 209th anniversary of the Day of Independence when Father Hidalgo helped declare independence for Mexico. I think it's for the second time, maybe the third time. But anyway, that's what we celebrate modern day. And this weekend is a very, very full weekend of a lot of celebrations. It started off last night with a big fiesta down on the Malecón, a lot of fireworks. You know, I'm going to say one thing about this town. It really goes out with fireworks. I don't know if there's a relationship with the mayor of some company that owns fireworks display, but it seems like every other weekend there's lots and lots of fireworks going on here in this town, and it's beautiful. I love them. I really have always enjoyed fireworks ever since I was a little kid, and I think most of us do. It's just incredible how these men and women can come up and engineer and design pyrotechnics to shoot a bunch of gunpowder and other things. I don't know how they do it, really. I might take a class in fireworks or pyrotechnics, because it's incredible how they can shoot just a bunch of stuff up in the air and have it explode. And it's not just colors anymore. They have designs. I saw one a couple of months ago on YouTube from a unbelievable display they had celebrating the Chinese New Year. And also in Japan, they had a big, big celebration. But I'll tell you what, it's just incredible. But anyway, forget the fireworks. We're back to the 209th anniversary of independence from Mexico. To help kick off the big fiesta today at 11 o'clock, I know it's only a couple hours away, down on the Malecón, They're having a huge parade of El Charros and El Charroettes. I made up that word. That's women, cowboys, cowgirls. It's a huge, huge parade because also today just happens to be National Day of the Cowboy, El Charro, cowgirls. And so it's a very, very unbelievable parade and celebration that they'll be having. Literally hundreds and hundreds of horses, beautiful, beautiful gowns, beautiful, beautiful costumes. And the horses' tails and their manes are all braided. The saddles are incredible. So if you don't have much going on this morning, head on down to the Malecone and you'll see this huge, huge parade or celebration of the Day of the El Charro. And you'll really, really enjoy it. It's really a beautiful, beautiful parade. So that's at 11 o'clock down on the Malecone. As I mentioned earlier, today is the 14th of September, 2019. I don't know if you noticed, but yesterday was Friday the 13th, which to a lot of people is a superstitious day. I don't know why. But also, last night was a full moon. So everybody thought that it'd be kind of a real festive day or something. But anyway, what else is going on? Well, today just happens to be the day that's the birthday of my sister-in-law, Onise. I think her middle name is Tatsumi or Tsunami. Actually, that's my niece. Her birthday came up. Komiko's birthday was last week. That's my wife's niece. And Mauricio Villasenor, he's my brother-in-law. Their birthdays are all, I don't know, I've never seen a family with so many birthdays within 2 or 3 days of each other. I guess that kind of helps everybody know when to celebrate. So I think they have about 5 or 6 birthday cakes. They all just started a bakery and cook their own cakes. But anyway, happy birthday to all of them. The 12th would have been my mother's 99th birthday if she would have lived that long, but she didn't. She died at 86, which is still a long, long, healthy life. So anyway, happy birthday to everybody that's I know, and happy birthday. If I don't know you, happy birthday to you, too. Anyway, we've had a busy, busy week here at the University of Guadalajara. It started off with a very important and serious seminar that they had all about suicide prevention and mental health. There are quite a few doctors and psychiatrists here. It was kind of a conference, and it was very, very educational and very, very informative. You know, suicide is a very, very serious thing. It's final. I remember when I was in college getting my master's in psychology, I took a class in suicide prevention. And I even worked on a suicide prevention hotline where people could call 24 hours a day and talk about that. And they actually taught us, believe it or not, they said, if somebody called you and said they're going to commit suicide, you say, well, why haven't you done it already? That sounds a little blunt, but basically it's because they get talking. They'll say, well, because I have this coming up, or I have that coming up, or I because of this, that. Well, that gets you talking. And we don't talk much anymore, at least a lot of people don't. Everybody works on their computers all day or their little iPads or their telephones. They WhatsApp and they message, and nobody ever talks to anybody anymore, which I think is very, very sad because human communication is, to me, one of the most important things in the world. And so we need to talk. If you're a grandparent, if you're a parent, if you're a friend, and we all are, aunt, uncle, sister, brother, whatever, talk to people. Put down that goofy little phone you have in your hand that you spend just hours and hours and hours on. And sit down and talk to people. Find out what's happening in their lives, and you may be able to prevent somebody from doing something very, very tragic. But anyway, the university had a very important seminar, and I think it was very beneficial. It had lots and lots of students, faculty, and staff. And I highly recommend that the university continues doing things like this. We need to talk to our younger people and the students, everybody. Everybody needs to be talked to. That's why I'm talking to you, because I love to do it, and I think it's a great form of communication. Besides sign language, it's a great form of communication. So anyway, that was very important. I'm glad they did it. Hey, next Saturday, the 27th, starting at 10 a.m., is Science Saturday. And this is a program that they have for young kids from about well, about 3 or 4 years old, up till about 13, 14 high school kids. And they have very, very important topics. And next week is going to be the same. I'm not exactly sure what it is yet. I haven't been told, but I do highly urge that if you have young children, high school and down, bring them up here to the main auditorium around 9:30 next Saturday morning and enjoy Science Saturday. It lasts about an hour and a half. Always a lot of fun. Also next Saturday, starting at 9 o'clock, for us adults and young adults all the way to old adults, they're having the first brigada of the semester. And if you don't know what the brigada, the brigade is, it is a opportunity for anyone in the public, in the general public, to come to a certain location here in the Bay of Banderas and talk to professionals from the University of Guadalajara, teachers, doctors, medical people. We have about 40 different professionals, and probably about 60 or 70 of the students come to help adjust and aid and set up with logistics. A lot of the medical students come, and they do stuff like take blood pressure, give eye exams. You're not going to get a complete physical or anything like that, but it is an opportunity if you don't have a blood pressure machine, or if you don't know what your temperature is or your eyesight. These students who are medical students will help you with that. And it is really a great opportunity to come and get a lot of free advice. If you need to talk to a lawyer, maybe you have something that you're questioning legally, we have a lot of our lawyers go there. You can sit down and talk to them. And if you have a medical situation, you can come talk to a doctor. Also, if you're having a problem like I am with health as far as eating too much, because I love to eat, I've really been on a strict diet the last couple of weeks and trying to lose some kilos. It's working pretty good. I heard Matthew McConaughey one time. He was giving a speech about how he lost so much weight for the movie Dallas Buyers Club when he won the Academy Award for Best Actor. He lost about 45 pounds in about 6 months. And he said basically the only secret to it is what you put in your mouth. He said exercise is somewhat important, walking, jogging, whatever you can do, a little muscle building. But he said basically what you put in your mouth. That's how you lose weight. You quit putting stuff in your, what I call a pie hole. Anyway, if you don't know how to stop, then you want to talk to somebody about eating properly and eating good, we have nutritionists. People in physical science, they come to the brigades, and they start talking about how you can do this exercise. You may be a young buck like Jonathan is in prime of his health and very strong and able to do any kind of physical work, any kind of calisthenics or running or jogging or lifting. Or you might be a 90-year-old person that's still trying to keep healthy. You've lived a long, long life. Well, you can come and talk to the nutritional people, and they'll talk about proper diets, what to eat, what not to eat, and how to get proper exercise for your age group. Anyway, it's a great, great opportunity. There are also architects come. We have construction people. Many, many different disciplines. And it's a great opportunity to come and talk to professionals. Free. It's open to the public. And Jonathan and I believe it's going to be in Estapa, which is the community the university in. You just go past the university about a half a mile, and you'll see the main turn off for the city of Estapa. You turn right, and you drive about a half a mile, and you'll see the big, big plaza, and that's where they're setting up. So that's going to be next Saturday from 9 to 1, and we believe it's going to be in the main plaza in the little community of Estapa. So next Saturday will be the first brigade. Okay, we're going to have to take a break right now, play a little music. I'll come back and tell you about some more things happening here at the University of Guadalajara. Got some very, very special events coming up in the next couple of weeks that you need to know about. So we're going to take a break, play some music, go get your second or third cup of coffee, your third breakfast burrito, whatever you're eating this morning, and we'll be right back.
The Good Morning Wake Up Show will be back in a few minutes. Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Is that your smile? I've been looking at you forever, yet I never saw you before. Are these your hands holding mine? Now I wonder how I could have been so blind. And for the first time, I am looking in your eyes. For the first time, I'm seeing who you are. I can't believe how much I see when you're looking back. Now I understand what love is. Love is for the first time. Oh yeah. Can this be real? Can this be true? Am I the person I was this morning? And are you the same you? It's all so strange. How can it be? All along this love was right in front of me. And for the first time, I am looking in your eyes. For the first time, seeing who you are. I can't believe how much I see when you're looking back at me. Now I understand what love is. Love is for the first time.
Welcome back to the Good Morning Wake Up Show here at University of Guadalajara Radio, 104.3 FM. I want to say thank you very much again for tuning in. That was one of my favorite performers, Mr. Rod Stewart. If you're ever out in Las Vegas, or you're going to plan a trip to Las Vegas, he plays about 2 months a year, probably for about 2 weeks at a time. Then he'll take a break for about 3 or 4 weeks and come back to the Caesars Palace Forum. It's an unbelievable show. Even though he's at the young age of 72 years old, he still puts on an unbelievable concert. As many of the English rockers do back from the 60s. Paul McCartney's getting ready to go on concert tour internationally. So is Elton John. We have, of course, the Rolling Stones. And I guess they're the biggest band that... in the world, they've probably sold more albums than anybody else. I know Led Zeppelin sold an awful lot, but they haven't been together for a long, long time. Hey, well, let's get back to some of the things that are happening. If you like piano music, and I do, and I don't know anybody that doesn't, we're having a great concert here on September 19th from 5 o'clock to 7 p.m. It's Luis V. Lopez, a concert pianist, It's going to be an incredible opportunity for you to come and hear some really, really beautiful music. I don't know if Mr. Lopez sings while he's playing the piano like Celine Dion or some of the other great pianists do, but he is going to play a concert here on campus the 19th from 5 to 7 p.m. It's free and open to the public, just like everything is here on campus. Also on the 26th, we're going to, at 9 p.m., we're going to be showing a movie called Rush Hour. It should be fun. I don't know why it's starting so late, but it is. But anyway, that's going to be on the 26th. Also, we're going to be still signing up for the Black Lion Run. As you know, this is going to be the third annual Black Lion Run. It's going to be held on October 20th. And, no, I'm sorry, it's October 3rd. Sunday, October 3rd. It's going to be starting at the, across the street from the Sheridan Hotel, down the hotel zone. It's going to be at the main sports complex that you see on your left-hand side if you're driving down towards the Old Town Romantic Zone. As I mentioned, it's the third annual run. It will be broken up into different categories. From the children's ages of 10 to 14. Then we have young adults, 15 to 18. The third category will be ages of 20 till 59. Then there will be a senior citizens category starting at 60 years of age. And then there's also the handicap, which could be means you're wheelchair bound and you have one of those really, really fast wheelchairs that you ride around in. Or you could have a really, really slow wheelchair, one that someone, a friend or a companion or your spouse pushes you in. You could also be blind. Part of the handicap category considers blind people or people with sight impairment. And most all of them have a runner's aid, someone that runs next to them, holding their hand or just being next to them, and they'll run. It's unbelievable. But some of these cats can outrun people that have perfect vision. So they're great, great athletes. My hat's off to them. There's different categories as far as you can run or walk. If you're just a walker, if you want to come and walk the 2K or the 5K or the 10K, those are the three different distances, starting off with 2K. Then it goes up to 5K. And then for the serious cats that want to really get out there and run, 10K. And it all starts the same place. I think the 2K ends right back where it started. But I think the 5K and the 10K, of course, it's much longer distances, is going to be ending at the plaza in the new mall. Well, it's not so new now. It's about 2 years old. La Isla Mall. And also, I believe, I know in the last 2 years, they've had one of the brigades right after the run. So again, that's going to be Sunday, the 3rd of October. You can still sign up here at the university. You can go to the university website and find out all the information. At this current date and up till October 1st, the cost is 220 pesos per person, or about $12, $13. After the October 1st date, it goes up to 280 pesos. And the money goes to a great cause. If you do register, you do have a number that is given to you so your family members can track who you are and see in the paper what position you came in. Also, you get a participation medal. Every single person that walks, runs, whatever you do, as long as you participate, you get a medal that shows that you represented yourself in the third annual Black Lion Run. And you also get a very, very nice dry fit t-shirt that a lot of people put on, and as soon as they get them and they wear them to the run. So you'll see hundreds and hundreds wearing those. And then it's a great, great shirt. If you don't want to wear it the day of your run, you can wear it any other time. It kind of helps advertise the University of Guadalajara here at CUCOSTA. But they're usually beautiful, beautiful, shirts. Very unique, trendy Art Deco type designs. So, you know, it's hard to get a really, really nice shirt of great quality for $12 anywhere, unless you go to one of the bazaars or come to my closet and borrow one, because I've got more shirts than I think Levi's does. But anyway, again, it's going to be October 3rd down at the Main Sports Center, right across from the Sheraton Hotel and Resort, down the Romantic Zone. So I want to remind everybody to go ahead and sign up now, and you'll save a little bit of money. What else is happening? Well, we have movies, like I said, it used to be every Wednesday and Friday, but they've changed it now. Now it's going to be, I think, just periodically. So, again, there's going to be the movies Rush Hour at 9 p.m. on the 26th. If you love movies, this is not Kukosta, but it's some of the people that used to work at Kukosta and have graduated from here. Our good friend, the former radio station manager, Marina De Los Santos, is the director of Cultura Vallarta, the cultural center that is at the River Quali. They're having movie festival for the next month and a half. It's going to be every Wednesday at 7 p.m. And if you don't know where the Cultura Auditorium is, it's at the very end of the Quali River. Well, the very end of Quali River is in the ocean. But this is if you're at the Encanto or the second bridge, the bridge that goes out of Old Town, the Romantic Zone. If you're right there at that bridge where Encanto is, you walk up about, 600 yards, I'd say a quarter of a mile, and you'll run into a dead end, and right there's the Cultura Center. But they're going to have a very, very exciting film, not just this week, but every week on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock for the next month or two. So Jonathan's telling me we need to take another break. I want to say thank you again to Jonathan. He comes in every Saturday morning and is our producer and engineer and turns on all the knobs and everything. I turn the lights on. That's about what I can turn on. He turned on everything else. And he puts in the commercials and the music and everything else, tells me when to be quiet so we can do some commercials. And that's what we're going to do right now. So, once again, I know this whole show's in English, except the commercials. I apologize for that. So, most of them are political, something about the government. So, that's the time to go get your coffee or your pencil and paper and write down some information. So, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake Up Show. You are listening to the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Thank you.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free. What it's like to feel these feelings like I do, and I blame you. No one bites back as hard on their anger. None of my pain and woe can show through. That's never free.
Well, that was Behind Blue Eyes by The Who, and before that we played a Phil Collins song. Hope you're enjoying the music this morning. I have a lot of people call me and they say, well, I really don't understand your English because you talk way too fast, which I do, and your accent's kind of strong because we don't know where you're from, Australia or New Zealand or somewhere, but I'm actually from the beautiful state of Oklahoma. Oklahoma means home of the red man. And it is because in the 1880s, the president at the time of the United States, who's on the $20 bill, which I don't like, rounded up all the Indians and Native Americans in the United States so he could steal all their land. They wanted another power and land grab, so they stole all the land from the Indians, put them in Oklahoma, which the area was Oklahoma, because every state around it was already a state, that being Texas, Arkansas, Missouri, Kansas, Colorado. Anyway, he made it a state, or actually reservation, and long story short, Oklahoma means home of the red man, because that's where all the Indians lived for many, many years. A little history there. This is an educational station because it's run by the university, and I like to educate people. I've been blessed, had a great education, and I like to pass it on. Hey, I was speaking a little earlier about things going on here at the university. Wanted to mention once again that we are going to have some movies, and they're going to be coming up very quickly. The 26th, we're going to be showing the movie Rush Hour at 9 o'clock here on campus. I do need to confirm something. My Spanish is good enough that I understood one of the commercials that we played during the break, and it did state that the next brigade or brigada is going to be next Saturday starting at 8 a.m. That's pretty early in the morning, but it's going to go till 1 o'clock, and it is going to be in the principal plaza of the little village, Estapa. And if you don't know where Estapa is, if you know where Home Depot is, which everybody knows where Home Depot is, there's a little street behind it that comes down going towards the little town of Colorado or on the way to San Sebastian. Or you can drive it all the way on that same highway to Guadalajara if you want to. Anyway, it's in Estapa starting at 8 a.m. in the morning next Saturday. And it's going to go till about 1 o'clock. There'll be a lot of professionals there from the university, and they'll be able to help you out in many, many ways. There's usually a lot of food vendors flock to the brigades or the brigadas. They understand that we're going to be there, and there's a lot of those food vendors. They're going to be selling tacos and breakfast food and all kinds of stuff, juices. And you'll be able to go and talk to one of the university professionals, nutritional people, law people, obligados, obligadas. You'll be talking to some artists, some of the art and multimedia people come, and they talk about how to work your phone camera better. You know, all these phones have cameras, and some of them are very, very technical. If you don't know how to change the pixels or change it from black and white to color or vice versa, you know, I see where the, I think it's Apple has the iPhone. Most people don't believe this, but people that know me realize that I have not had a cell phone in over 6 years. I don't have one. I haven't had one. I had, when I was a working man, I had two of them, one for personal use and one for my business. But when I retired 6 years ago, I gave both of them up, and I have not had a cell phone since then. But I think everybody else that's over the age of 6 years old does. I can't believe it. I was in the mall last night, went to a movie. I'll tell you about the movie later because it's a great movie. You need to go. But anyway, I can't believe I saw these little kids from grade school. You know, I'm talking about 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old kids with $1,000 cell phones. Now, I don't know where they get the money. I could barely afford my 20-cent lunch when I was in grade school. I went to John Carroll Catholic Grade School, 1st to 8th grade. We had two choices, peanut butter and jelly or bologna. Well, actually, three choices. Your bologna could have mustard or it could have mayonnaise. And we could get chocolate milk, white milk, or juice, grape juice or orange juice. Or you could bring your own lunch if you wanted. But my mom had six kids in that grade school, and she wasn't going to make lunch for all six of us. I guarantee you that. So I spent 20 cents a day, $1 a week, $4 a month to feed myself. Now I see little kids with $1,000 cell phones running around. Anyway, what I was going to talk about, at the Brigada, you can take your cell phone, and Apple has a brand new, I think it's Apple iPhone 11. Is it 11, Jonathan, 10 or 11? And it doesn't have one lens, it has four. You can kind of rotate it, and you can take a zoom lens or a short lens or close-up. It's just so technical, I couldn't figure it out if I had to. That's why I don't have one. Plus, I never am distracted while I'm driving. I'm always paying attention. I'm not looking at my phone. I'm not text messages. When the light turns green, I'm gone. I don't sit there looking down at my phone for a half hour like a lot of people do. Anyway, they got a new cell phone. If you want to learn how to run your cell phone camera, go to the Brigade next week, and one of the multimedia photojournalists will help you learn that. But it's next Saturday in Estapa starting at 8 o'clock till about 1 o'clock. You know, sometimes I amaze myself how I can start off with one topic and end up about 650,000 miles away talking about something else. But I always come back to where I was going. Jonathan's just amazed. He sits there and just shakes his head. Once again, I want to say thank you very much, Jonathan. He gets up every Saturday morning, comes over here and puts up with me for a couple hours and turns everything on. Well, let's see. We have another event coming up here pretty quick at the university. And if you'd like to find out the information about it, you can go to the university website, which I haven't given out this morning, and I need to. It is www.cuc.udg.mx. Again, WWW, which stands for World Wide Web, .cuc.udg.mx. And if you'd like to contact me, if you're an organization, if you're a charity, if you're an individual that is very important and you're in town, say one of the Kardashians are here, or maybe former President Enrique Peña Nieto or current President AMLO, or maybe Condoleezza Rice, the former Secretary of State of the United States. I don't know. Bill Gates might be in town this week. It's a big holiday. He might have come down here to celebrate. You never know. If you want to contact me, do so at 104.3 wakeupshow@gmail.com. I get quite a few emails each week, and I try and respond to each and every single one of them. A lot of people I have on the show, a lot of people I just say, I'm sorry, but that's not a topic we need or want to talk about or can't. But anyway, I will get back with you. Hey, I want to congratulate two of the professors here, Dr. Alma Paola Rodriguez and Dr. Alimekar Livia Kupla. I know that's not right, but that's pretty close. If you go to the website, you can see that these two very, very distinguished doctors won the Latin American Green Award for their work and progress on the project of restoration of the coral reefs that are out in the Marietta Islands. It's a national park, and they've been working for 4 or 5 years trying to recondition and regrow the coral reefs that are out there. So congratulations to them. They have a very, very prestigious award now. It's called the Latin America Green Award, and we'd like to congratulate them. So many of the doctors and professors here at the university do way more than just teach classes. They do an awful lot of research. If you're ever interested in archaeology or anthropology, there's a professor that has a very unique museum up in Muskota. It's about an hour and a half drive away from here. And you can go up there, and he's got about 300 artifacts that they have dug up over the last 20 years from the very, very unique archaeological digs that are up in that area. They've actually unearthed about 3 of the dig locations. They've got like 16. And they have way, way more artifacts than anybody else in Mexico. Matter of fact, the main museum of anthropology and archaeology in Mexico City only has about 20 different things on display. We have over 300. And that's all been run by the university's anthropology and archaeology department. We have many, many professors are writing books. They're doing research that's very, very important to the coral reefs, to the Bay of Banderas. As you know, our new professor, president, rector, is a biologist, and he is working very, very hard here at the university to make sure that the baby tortoises are hatched and released back into the sea, making sure that the coral reefs are growing. You know, if the coral reefs die out in the Bay of Banderas, there won't be any fish there. None of the wells will come down here. There won't be any well watching in December, January, February. There won't be any fishing business because it all starts with little tiny micro fish and bacteria and things in the coral reefs that grow. And then the bigger fish eat those and bigger and bigger and bigger. And then it all gets up to where the big wells come down here and hatch. But if there's nothing for them to eat, they're not going to come here, and they're not going to hatch or give birth to their babies. And they won't come here. They'll go somewhere else, up by Cabo. So please, one of the best things you can do is not put suntan lotion that has oxybenzone. Here I am teaching and preaching again. Oxybenzone is a very, very, very terrible chemical that gets on you by you applying suntan lotion that has oxybenzone on it, in it. So when you're putting suntan lotion, which you have to do, use coconut oil. Use a natural product, a natural sunzone. Don't use oxybenzone because it kills the coral reefs. Okay, enough of that. Well, I want to remind you, everybody, today at 11 o'clock in 1 hour, more or less, is the Big El Charro Parade down at the Malecon. Be sure to go down there. This is the 209th Independence Day weekend for the country of Mexico, so a lot of celebrations. If you want a full list, you can go to the Vallarta Tribune, which is a weekly newspaper that comes out every Thursday. They have a new editor, temporary editor. She's one of my good, good friends. She knows who she is. Congratulations on getting the temporary editor job. I hope you do very, very well, and I look forward to seeing some new stuff. So anyway, congratulations. Talk to you soon. Hey, if you like movies, like I mentioned, every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, Cultura Vallarta is having different types of movies, so be sure to go to that. And I want to highly recommend three movies that I've seen. One's called Red Giant. It's about a young lady that was a spy during World War II for the British, and she basically took all the nuclear plans, how to make a nuclear or an atomic bomb, and gave them to the Russians, because people don't realize it, but they were our friends, and she did it in the cause of peace, world peace. There's also a really, really interesting movie about the Court, which was a Russian submarine that went down. And then one of the favorite movies I've seen in a long, long time, it's called Yesterday. It's about a guy that knows all the words and songs of the Beatles, but unfortunately, nobody else in the world does. So he kind of tells everybody they're his songs, and I'm not going to say much more, but it's called Yesterday. It's a great, great movie, and I want everybody to go see it. Well, we're out of time for this week. As you know, the management of the radio station has cut my show in half to 1 hour. So instead of being from 9 to 11, it's 9 to 10, and we're almost gone for this week. But anyway, I remind you that the Brigada is next week, Science Saturday is next week. Hope you have a great week. Be careful, be safe, drive slow, watch out for the school children, and watch out for the cabs and the taxis because they don't obey any rules or regulations. They just drive wherever they want. This last song today goes out to my loving wife, Dr. Cecilia Soraya Sibia del Soto Nolan. I hope she enjoys the song. I don't even know if she's listening. If she's not, I'll play it back on the podcast. But anyway, this is for you, honey. I love you. I'll be home in 15 minutes.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Promise not to tell. Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Ooh. Listen. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
FM University Radio Network has brought you the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Be sure to tune in and listen next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hasta la vista.